from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And the caller's right about you being ungrateful. And I'll tell you why. See, false. Everybody laughs at how old I am.
What?
Everybody laughs at the life and sports experiences that I've had. And this is the ultimate, don't you get it, moment.
All right.
How many dynasties have we had in the Bay in our lifetime?
A's in the 70s, they won 3.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
Okay, the Warriors currently. Okay. The Niners with Montana and Rice. And
baseball.
Evan, you tell me. You just quick. Bucket
yeah,
or no bucket. Giants
A's
3-5.
Into Niners, into Giants, into Warriors.
Okay. So Giants do count. Yep.
Now here's where you need to grow up. You all need to grow up and understand what's going on here. The San Francisco 49ers, well, I'll start with the A's.
What?
The Oakland A's won 3 straight World Series.
Damn.
The following year, they lost in the ALCS. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They won 3 World Series. They went to the playoffs twice in the next 12 years.
Mm.
Okay, who's next?
Let's
the 49ers.
Let's do it.
They won 5 Super Bowls.
Number 5.
After the 5 Super Bowls, they went to the playoffs twice in 12 years. Okay?
Yeah.
The Giants. They won 3 in 5 years. They made the postseason twice since then and have not won a series. And while people don't want to hear it, the Golden State Warriors have won 4 titles. They've now missed the playoffs 3 out of 5 years, and it's possible they could be looking at a drought. You can't sustain a dynasty. We've had three dynasties here. They've all culminated with a 10-year drought afterwards.
Who's asking for a championship?
There you go.
Who you just sat here
there
and said
you go.
Last
you, can't be
block,
done.
You said this team
can't
don't even
done.
Have an everyday player.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for a parade, pal. People are asking for promise and potential.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
I get the point of that exercise,
yeah.
But it's the cabinets are bare for the San Francisco Giants.
Quit
and
saying.
The 3 of 5 for the Warriors. It's funny. One of them was a chip.
You're right.
Okay.
One of them was a chip. The point stands. Quit saying there's a price to a dynasty if you don't believe it, because there is, and we're still seeing it with the San Francisco Giants.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just the way it goes.
14 was a long time ago. Son.
That's right.
That's 10 years ago.
That's
man.
Right.
And this is a whole different regime.
Yeah, just like the Niners.
And you won 107 games, but you couldn't sustain it.
Yep.
You needed baseball blue chew.
Yep.
And you couldn't get it. So it's almost like you're telling fans, like, relax.
I am telling fans to relax.
To win.
You can't.
You got a baseball, president of baseball operations who's inept. So you're giving Farhan a pass then. He shouldn't be fired.
I don't care.
No, it ain't about if you care. Should he be fired?
I don't care if he gets fired.
But
or
he
not.
Should be fired.
Okay, if you
based
say
on
so.
His job.
Okay, if you say so.
No, it ain't about what if I say
what
so.
What I'm telling you is everything that's happening with the Giants is the natural progression from a dynasty. It doesn't take
I call
2 years
to that.
Okay, well,
so
what
you're saying,
what about my three?
Took the job with no expectations in, predicated on that premise of,
I'm saying
hey, we used to be a dynasty. Our last one was 14. We won't even judge you because we know we're just going through what Stani pointed out, a natural evolution of a dynasty or the
I'm
days
saying,
after a dynasty.
I'm just saying, you guys out there that think you can just win every year, you can't.
Giant fans don't think that because they haven't. You well, just the, pointed it out.
Right. Again. I've pointed out three dynasties in the Bay. They've all ended up the same way. Is that a coincidence? I don't think it is. I think after you have a dynasty, you're going to fall off. It's just a matter of for how long. Yeah.
Well, the Niners because have been to three Super Bowls since that dynasty. And
I'm talking about the
Giants
following
have.
12 years.
Man.
So that's where I do think. And you know what? Fans of every sport can jump in here. At 888-957-9570. We're having some fun. I mean, it's hard for me to get incensed about the Giants because at the beginning of the year, I was like, Giants.
I'll give you that.
Giants.
I'll give you that. But you weren't impressed.
Huh?
But Farhan
but why was anybody impressed?
Because Farhan was brought here, Stani, to replenish the farm system or the nuggets they had in the farm. They would be, you know, going through their baseball puberty and all people are asking is for them to compete. But look at you at the beginning of this year, and you're not by yourself. You didn't even have any hope or expectation
but
for
this
team.
But here's the thing, and this is where I'm going to get upset. All you want them to do is compete. On Monday, they were competing, according to you. Like, so 3 days does not change the team. It's like, yeah, they've lost three in a row. Now they're a game under 500. By and large, this whole season is gone. It's who they've been.
What if it culminates in a non-playoff berth? It'll go. It'll
then
be
you
another.
Make a decision on Farhan. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not saying fire him or not fire him, but I think, like, you know what?
They can.
Can we acknowledge that the elephant in the that the rat on the table?
Okay,
is an elephant on the table. They can't sign free agents. They can't sign free agents.
Well, this guy, under Farhan, they can't.
Who did Sabian sign?
They had their homegrown player, so they weren't so codependent on going outside. They had their stuff inside. That's all. And Stani, guys and gals get fired in jobs all the time. When you get enough time to find out, you know what? It's just not working. It's time for the next person to get a crack at it. And I think in year eight, which feels like you're 50 of Farhan, it's time to give somebody else a crack at it. And what the worst part of this to me is he's going to come back because he is under contract. He's going to come back, Stani.
The 925. It doesn't take 10 years to recover from a dynasty.
Yes, man.
Well, yes, it does in the Bay. I just gave you three examples of dynasties followed by 10 to 12 year droughts, or at least only two playoff appearances.
Right. Those are facts, but it doesn't make it right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. The Giants win in 14 with a group of the recipe is the same. They win with a group of players in 14. Everybody's attached to those players. Those players get re-signed till 2018. Guess what? They're over the hill in 2018. But that's what they did. Now at 18 or 20, what are you going to do? We got to change the direction of the team. Okay. Just changing the direction of the team does not guarantee it's going to work out well. So you hung on to Posey and all those guys too long. And that started the downfall. And then you fired Bochy and Sabian, and here comes Farhan, and he's trying stuff, and it doesn't work because sometimes it doesn't work.
Right. But I can't. I feel like you're asking fans to be blind to the fact. I'll just use Luciano. How they've dealt with Luciano, not even being able to, you know, decipher if he could play the field or go find a new position. How they've handled him this year has nothing to do to me with the dynasty.
Okay.
That's negligence. And how they jerked around with Ramos. Now, these two could be just average players. But it's funny how you do it in the Bay. But I think of the Atlanta Braves back when they had Smoltz, Glavine, and Avery. And they had success. And then now they've won a World Series years later with a whole new cast of characters. And we see it with the Yankees, the Dodgers. We see it with the Spurs. You know, it's like my whole point is what do the Giant fans have to look forward to right now? And Farhan has had ample time to at least, you know, have that answered. And right now it looks like Fitzgerald and Ramos and Fitz is, I love it, but Steiny, I mean, is he the real deal? I don't know. But, man.
I think the Braves are a pretty good example because, like, they've missed the playoffs 9 times in the last 35 years, basically, with a lot of different. So it's not, I mean, they've only won 2 World Series, but that's an organization that's found a way to remain competitive. And I don't really recall too many big-name free agents that they've been able to. Now, they've gotten guys through trades. They've grown players internally. But it's not as if they've been...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Massive players in free agency. I mean, their biggest free agent signing this last couple off seasons probably like Chris Sale, but he was damaged goods when they got him. So, I mean, it isn't as if you can't be competitive year in and year out.
Love it. I mean, Steiner, you started the show and you said it's what I feel. How many position players do they have? And I think you said one.
Yeah.
Somebody might call, say, two and a half. Okay. But that's a problem. And Farhan was sold to me as the smartest guy in the room. I'm going to do it and take what I stole or learn from the Dodgers, who, oh, by the way, I know it's L.A., Steiny. They've ran this whole decade. And I know they only got one bubble championship out of a World Series, but they know how to identify talent. And you got me with the Barry Bonds, and then I defaulted to Chili Davis, a homegrown outfielder that can hit you 30 home runs. I'm not asking for Babe Ruth.
Well, but the lack of power from an outfielder has way preceded Farhan Zaidi.
Mm. Fair.
I mean, guys don't want to come here to hit. That's a big problem. So if you can't, you know, it's like the thing I don't understand is you got to take what you've been dealt and try to win with it. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they're never going to get free agents. Never. Okay? So they made a decision as a franchise to stockpile young players. And now it's starting to pay off. Does it
because
mean
they hit, though, right?
That's right. That's right. So if you can't sign free agents, you better have a great farm system. They don't.
Do we? Okay. Just I'll go back to Luciano.
Who drafted Luciano?
He was here before Farhan got here.
That's not Farhan's fault.
But I guess the opportunity is his fault. Why wouldn't he be getting at bats?
Because he's not good. You know why? Because everybody thought he was better than he was.
No, but Stani, his whole thing is he can swing the bat. I'm not saying Rock Carew. My bottom line is if the Giants, and again, I don't know what's on the chalkboard in their clubhouse, he should be playing the string out. That's how you find out.
And he plays the string out. They lose. They get 5-10 games under 500. How are the fans going to react?
It looks like the train is headed that way with your current players.
It looks like it's headed that way with your current players on Thursday. It didn't look like we were headed to that way on Monday. We just didn't.
But what does that do for the Luciano's future? The fact that the president of baseball ops said we made a trade Steiny could play.
I'm not going to stand up for the way they've handled Luciano. No. But I'm also not going to be sitting here thinking, hey, Luciano's really good. No, he's not. He's half a player. He can't field.
But there's a position for you to be half a player in the modern day Major League Baseball, and that's called a DH.
Okay, and then he's one of the worst DHs in the league.
But wouldn't you want to know that?
I think we know it. I think we're learning it.
I just honestly believe we need to see more.
Okay.
And that's just part of that's a minute part of it all. You got two pitchers here that might leave you or they might opt in, but the bottom line is it's not under your control. And if the Giants still are going to be what they are, Steiny, and this thing gets ugly, which it could, and they could get it back right. I mean, you better get somebody else to convince Snell to stay here. And if you're going to go down the rebuild or tear it down model, why would you even want Snell here? Why would you even want that on the books?
Because he's one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's healthy? I don't know. This season's a rerun. Mm. They can't sign free agents, and their farm system's not that good. And that's been a problem now for, 6, 8, 10 years?
Well, they got Snell and Chapman. Do you think that's just because of
Bone
Mail?
Look, dig 1 inch beneath the surface, and you realize why they got Snell and Chapman. They didn't get Snell and Chapman like they would have wanted, like they tried to get a Bryce Harper, a Stanton, an Ohtani. They got those two guys because they slipped through the cracks.
But the bottom line is they were yours. You got to use their talent to try to get to your goal.
Second-level talent. It's second-level talent. Blake Snell's only pitched half a year. He gets hurt. Those guys are not the free agents I'm talking about. Those guys were more of a risky proposition because they weren't signed early. They had nowhere to go, and the Giants took a flyer on him. And if they signed him to 1 year deals with player outs. Mm. See, that's the other thing. There are no Giants. They don't have an identity. They don't have players who are here year in and year out.
And I think that starts in the front office. And that's why I would make a change.
Well,
maybe a man or whoever, Steiny, that could sell the ballpark, that could sell the city. I mean, what do you have to lose at this point? And I know I'm not by myself because a lot of people thought he should have been ran. But I think that one would hurt if after this season's over, and I know I need to slow down. It's not. But somehow they don't make the playoffs, and he comes back. It's like, wow, Farhan.
Yeah.
There's no accountability would be the message I would be getting from ownership.
I mean, fire him, don't fire him. If you fire him, then what are you going to do? What are you going to do with Bob Melvin?
But at that point, I think that becomes an easier question to ask or answer.
Probably.
You know, because you got a direction. Like you said, I don't know what they're doing. I just really don't. I really don't. Casey Schmitz, Steiny, not mad at the kid. It don't look like he has the goods. Okay. I'm watching Brett Wisely on a daily basis. I'm watching Ramos, not mad at him. And Tyler Fitzgerald's taking advantage of an opportunity. He's got pop. But I don't know if these are guys for the future or what. But, man, you just talked about it. One position player in your estimation. And there are eight other positions, seven other.
Why would a free agent want to come to the Giants? Just because you were once a preeminent organization doesn't mean you're always a preeminent organization. The Warriors aren't going to be the same organization in 2030 when Steph's not here.
But, Stoney, goes. I feel like I'm talking to my old sales manager. Daryl, why do they want to buy from you? Make them want to buy from you. So when you throw that question at me, somebody's got to be able to have the pizzazz, the flair to convince somebody to want to be a part of the Giants. And even tap into, I know it's been bad, but it's going to be better. And you're going to be a big part of that. It's mouthpiece.
It's lip service. It's lip service. This team, what is this? What can this team sell?
Wow.
No, wow. Like hitters don't want to come here. What, can we all agree on that?
I'm not trying to raise your blood pressure. And Soler came here, Steiny. Give me, why did he come? He came here
because he had no other offers. Okay.
Well, if you're going to do that, then I'm never going to be right.
The
people that come here don't come here. The only reason he came is nobody was here.
Well, then quit asking for an Ohtani, a Judge, a Harper, a Bonds. Those guys aren't coming. You've got to go get Soler and Chapman.
Man.
What? Like, you answer to me. Why didn't Judge come?
He never was going to leave New York. That's just
why
me.
Didn't Harper come? Why didn't Stanton come?
Right.
Why didn't Ohtani come?
I give it to you.
They might have all had different reasons, but the common denominator is they don't want to play for the Giants for whatever reason.
Real quick here, the same guy was part of the sales pitch to recruit those guys. So am I off base by saying maybe it's the guy that was in front of them?
I love
leading the brigade in regard to the pitch.
I love Brian Sabian. He didn't sign free agents.
But again, they were built different.
That's right. And that's where I get back to it.
So that's why when we look at Farhan, it's too. He's been here long enough to, okay, the free agent thing, you struck out Farhan. You've been dealt a bad hand. The ballpark. What about then we can go to the minor league system.
Yeah.
And look what Luciano has. There is no Irv. I know you. It looks bad that he just made that comment about the Soler trade and they wanted to see Luciano and he's gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.